America Weekend.
Please, Mr. Mailman, overnight it if you can. I need you to feel me, feel me. This is a special delivery.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
I love it when Christina comes into the studio with props, and she brought props with her today, and they look tantalizingly tasty. Let me just say that. So set this up. What is this?
All right. So a couple weeks ago, I'm trolling around social media and I kept seeing ads for a couple of different things. I kept seeing ads for some companies that will send you recipes and food ingredients. So like I clicked on Blue Apron and I was like, oh, what's this? And you know, you pay a fee every week, whatever, and they'll deliver to you a box with all the ingredients for three recipes. And I'm talking about everything pre-proportions for two people. That's what I picked. Two people, three meals a week.
So you just hit the ground running and you just make it. It's all there.
Right. So what they do is they send you a box, right? And it's almost like Christmas. It's like well, for me anyway, because I love cooking.
Yeah.
And I actually really enjoy food shopping, like going to the supermarket and stuff. It's strange.
You have taken pictures of your cart in the store and you have posted it on social media.
I'm like a freak with that stuff. Like,
that's how I discovered cashew milk. That's why
I know.
I love when you put those pictures up.
Like, I'll go up and down the aisles. I have my coupons. I'm looking at all the ingredients and stuff. Like,
You really get into it.
A half an hour supermarket trip can take me 2 hours.
Good
anyway,
for you.
So I was looking through this website and I saw all these interesting recipes, and they let you pick from six recipes. There's different combinations of recipes you could get. Anyway, so I picked these three. I picked the chicken pad keemau, the mushroom ricotta calzones, and a late summer pork bolognese. Now let me just start this off by saying I know how to cook. I don't know how to do many things, but cooking I actually think I'm very good at. And I was like, okay, I don't need the instructions on how to make certain things, but I would never just walk into the kitchen and say, oh, I'm going to make a Thai dish tonight for dinner, honey.
You're not a Joanna Pruce that can whip up this big giant gourmet thingy-mabobber just by walking in and grabbing some nutmeg.
So as someone who knows how to cook, I was actually very intrigued by this because it's teaching me new techniques. It's making me cook things that I wouldn't usually cook. But for someone that doesn't know how to cook, this box comes with cards. So on one side of the card, it shows you a picture of the food.
The finished product.
It shows you the ingredients that it's giving you.
Okay.
And on the back, it's giving you step-by-step instructions.
With pictures.
With pictures on how to cook the meat, how to saute the vegetables, how to cut the vegetables, how to combine everything, how long to saute everything. And honestly, all three of these recipes came out amazing. And I don't think it's me. I think it's just...
It's the presentation.
It's the presentation. I mean, it's how everything is combined, you know?
A moron like me could actually make these dishes. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I mean, because I go into the kitchen, I make oatmeal, and it's 50-50. It's going to turn out okay.
Not everyone is good in the kitchen.
Right.
But this, I think, can make someone who's not good in the kitchen appear good in the kitchen,
exactly.
Which is good. So the first dish I made was the chicken pad keemau, which is this Thai thing with some rice noodles and chicken. What I learned from this is that if you boil chicken breasts and you just season them a little bit and you boil them in a little bit of water and I put a little bit of granulated chicken stock in there, the chicken comes out so tender and it shreds so easy. It shredded with a fork.
And it was tender.
And it was tender, and you just put it in with everything you already sauteed.
And I would imagine it maintains its natural juices.
Yeah.
It's because it's marinating in its own juices as it's boiling.
I was very surprised about that. Now, something else that I sometimes struggle with in the kitchen is over-saucing things.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what I appreciated about this was that it says that you need 2 tablespoons of this, 2 tablespoons of that, and it actually gives you, in the box, a little paper bag filled with what they call the chicken pad keemau knickknacks.
Okay.
So all of those are like the pre-measured out little sauces. So if you needed 2 tablespoons of the soy glaze and 2 tablespoons of something else,
it's right there.
It's in a little thing. You don't have to measure it. You just pour it out of the bottle into the pan.
All right. So this is a real low-level comparison, but it's like when you get macaroni and cheese, the cheese packet. That's the cheese. You put it in.
Right. Another thing that I really appreciated about this is that they let you skip a week. So if you, week one, you get these, you really like it, but the next week you're seeing dishes that you know for sure, like your husband won't eat.
Okay.
They let you skip the week. So it's not
like an automatic payment.
You could skip the week. So I got my first week. The next 2 weeks I didn't like, so I'm getting one like in October sometime.
Very nice.
And I can't wait. So I made the Thai dish, mm-hmm. which was awesome. Made me look like a rock star. And they tell
how
you
how impressed must your boyfriend
they
be right
They tell
now.
You how to garnish it so it actually looks like
just like that.
Like you're presenting it in a restaurant or something.
Because it never turns out to be the way it's supposed to in the cookbook. But with this, it can. Wow.
So the mushroom and ricotta calzones, they actually gave you the pizza dough, so you had to roll it out, cut the dough.
That's
you're
not that
stuffing
bad.
Them and everything like that. So good. I made it with spaghetti squash.
Wow.
As a side.
That sounds really
and
good.
And it was really good. And then the pork bolognese, which bolognese is a meat sauce.
Sure.
Again, I tend to oversauce things with the pre-portioned
you
out
can't.
Everything. You can't. And it comes out so good. And being with someone who's a little bit of a picky eater, he ate all three of these.
And he loved them.
And he was like, you know, you can make that Thai dish like once a week and I would eat that.
Really?
And I was like, okay.
See?
Now, what also I like about this is that if you get a recipe that you actually really like, obviously you're not going to get the pre-proportioned stuff, but on this card, it gives you everything that they're sending you. So I could go to the store and just look at this and
just expand the proportions out. So if you need to make it for a little, you have company coming over, you can do that. That's
really good.
I was
very impressed by this.
I'm really impressed by on the back. I mean, literally step-by-step instructions and photos as to what to do.
And you know, I found myself really following the instructions because I actually was curious to see
if you can attain and achieve that.
Right. If I could attain and achieve that. Also, I wanted to know if this was actually going to be as good as I thought it was going to be. So I said, let me just follow it to a T. Let me do exactly everything that they are telling me to do. I was very happy with this Blue Apron.
Quite impressive. But here's the question.
I was very happy.
How many people are going to open the box and be a little bit upset because there isn't a Blue Apron? Do you need that? Say, you know what? I want to carry this whole thing out to its completion. I need to be wearing the Blue Apron so I really feel that I'm into this and doing it.
I always cook with like a towel over my shoulder.
Over your shoulder.
I would waste so many paper towels in the kitchen. So I just, you know, have my cookbook.
What a look that must be. Christina's Italian Kitchen, premiering this weekend on a PBS station near you. Sponsored by Blue Apron.
Sponsored by Blue Apron. So I'm actually very excited to get my next shipment of this.
Yeah.
What I was a little bit weary about was because they actually send you everything. Mm-hmm. They send you the meat, the vegetables, everything.
So it's vacuum packed and dried.
Yeah, it's in like a cooler box or whatever.
Okay.
The chicken was antibiotic free, organic, whatever. The pork meat that they gave you, everything was so fresh. The vegetables didn't come wrinkly or soft. Like the vegetables seemed like they had just been picked and
put
in the box.
See, it's important you say that because I think a lot of people, that would be their stumbling block as to whether or not they would want to try something like this, because having food literally sent via the mail to your house, meats and vegetables and things like that. But if it's properly packaged, you can't go wrong.
Everything was good in the box that was sent to me. They overnighted it. I got it when I got home that night from work. It was sitting on my porch. I get very excited when I get mail, packages in the mail.
Yeah, and you get a lot of packages, I've noticed. There's always stuff piled up for her. FedEx this, UPS that. It's like there's a special driver in North Jersey.
It is
known as the Christina Stoffo route, and it makes a couple of stops.
Stoffo's getting more mail.
She's got 9 more packages. But I like this. I might even suggest this to my wife, and I'm going to risk getting into a lot of trouble here. Because,
I'll talk to your wife.
Good, set her straight. I can give you a laundry list of things to talk to her about. But anyway.
I get very sensitive because I think I'm a good cook. And I want to present something to people that I'm cooking for, something that everyone's going to enjoy.
Yes.
So I'm very protective of my kitchen.
Of
and
your
the food.
Culinary situation.
I think that, again, if you can't cook, this is perfect for you because it's giving you step-by-step instructions. But if you can cook, this is definitely going to broaden your horizons. To cook things that you wouldn't normally look for in the supermarket or think to make for dinner one night.
And it's easy. So like you could do this on a Wednesday night. This doesn't have to be a Sunday afternoon, I'm home all day thing.
No.
You just grab it. The ingredients are there. Everything is all measured out. Boom, boom, boom. All right. So what was the average preparation time?
I would say the prep time for everything, because you have to wash and cut the vegetables and everything
like
that.
And you have to get the towel to throw over your shoulder.
Right, and the towel to throw over the shoulder. 10 minutes. And I would say another between 20 and 30 in preparation. We've eaten Thai before from a restaurant. There's a restaurant by us that we eat from. And he actually said, which I thought was a very good big compliment to me, but really to Blue Apron. He goes, this is better than what we get at the restaurant. He goes, it tastes fresher. He goes, you know, the ingredients that are going into it. I would eat this once a week.
And I was like, bringing yes. you and your man together. Oh, this is accomplishing special. So many things on so many
how
different
special.
Levels. It is and the you, gateway to love.
And you were going to be a rock star.
Wow.
Because even if you want to lie
yeah.
and just take the box in and throw away the box and
exactly.
just have the ingredients.
They don't need to know.
Oh,
sorry
honey,
about
look,
that blue apron.
Look,
but
look at this wonderful meal I just thought
I just threw
of
this
to
together.
Make for you.
Little pinch here, a little dash there, and look what I just made for you. And all of a sudden, then he goes into the closet and realizes you got all this blue apron stuff in there, and the relationship then goes horribly awry. But you know what? You take that chance.
Chances
because,
are your man won't notice.
Because the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Agreed.
Yes, it is through his stomach. That is what cements the relationship forever.
And you know, the portion what? Sizes are pretty good too. So again, I got the one for two people.
Because
so
you're big into portion size. I know
am.
That.
Thanks.
BlueApron.com. And the stuff looks terrific. And I want to try those calzones. They look really,
I should
really
make,
good.
I should make some of this stuff and bring it in.
That's a really good idea. If you don't mind doing that. Now, I know the logistics and getting things from point A to point B.
Yeah, but I could. You know what? With the next shipment of food that I get, I will put portions aside and bring it in for the show.
Let me be your guinea pig. I volunteer. I want to
very
be Christina
good.
Staffo's guinea pig.
No problem.
That's
done.
Not a bad thing to be. So there you
done.
Go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Fred bumped Linda's car from behind, but before Linda could say anything, he offered her $2,000 if she would not report the accident. They exchanged information, and on the $2,000 check, Fred wrote, "Cashing check releases Ryder of all liability." Linda cashed the check, but was later diagnosed with whiplash. She needed 3 months of extensive therapy. Can Linda recover her losses from the driver who caused them? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
By cashing the check, Linda accepted the conditions which released the driver who hit her of any further liability. Linda made a costly mistake, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you think that your dreams are private? No way. There are researchers out there who do nothing but study what people dream about. So here's how your dreams stack up against the average John or Jane Doe in the population, along with the science of it. You get a brand new dream every 90 minutes. That's about 5 or 6 new dreams a night. And they're probably recurring themes like falling, being chased, failing at some simple task. Most of our dreams find us in a situation where we have little control, you know, like falling.
Have you any dreams you like yourself?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Take control. Before you get out of bed, when you're in that period between fully asleep and awake, mentally rewrite the dream with a happy ending. As a result, you'll find yourself more confident during the waking hours. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.